Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Moon Podcast. It's your boy Michael.
It's your boy Dilip.
And we got another episode for you today. We don't have our Trey Migo with us. Christian Larson, missing in action.
Christian's busy doing
What's he up to?
He's an entrepreneur.
You know, he's not responding to my texts. He's not liking my Instagram pictures. It's definitely a problem. Like, Christian, if you're hearing this, I'm on to you, buddy. But Christian, we had some technical difficulties. We were going to do it, him being at his office and us being where we are. But, our technology failed us. I blame Elon Musk, but it is what it is. But, today we got some, crypto topics to talk about. But we're really going to be diving into entrepreneurship and pertaining to our experience. I think me and Dilip have had a quite interesting experience. I definitely think a lot of people can learn from it. And, that's why we wanted to talk about it. Also, crypto's been eating ass. So, we decided to have a change of topics. But
in the bear market, not too much crypto talk gets annoying.
Yeah, it gets in. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of like I love crypto evangelists, crypto enthusiasts. But right now, man, just the way the price action's looking, it's kind of rough. Like, I think Bitcoin broke under 6K not too long ago, right?
Under
6K? It shot right back up quick, though.
It's a roller coaster.
But yo, man, I'm not going to lie. I remember when I saw that 5,900, I'm like, wow.
It went to like 58?
Yeah, 58, yeah. I think.
And then it shot back up to like 6.1.
Yeah, like really quick.
Yeah.
But it was still scary nonetheless. Yeah. Like the fact that I'm like, wow, we really went down. Because I remember, bro, like I was going through my old cell phone and I had screenshots of Coinbase when Bitcoin hit like 3,500.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, we're not really that far off from back then. And like it kind of, goes to show that holding is really not the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the best strategy. You got to move with the market. But, Bitcoin, yeah, still stabilized at 6K. Again, anybody telling you the bull market is like next week is a big speculator and liar. That's not true. There's no really definitive way of proving when exactly
no one knows for sure.
It's basically, especially in a new market, it's basically who has the best speculation and who has the closest to best speculation, mm-hmm. right? But shout out to John McAfee. Prayers to him.
Yeah,
someone
tried to poison him.
The ops tried to kill him, bro. Jeez. The ops tried to kill my man McAfee, bro. McAfee, I don't care what nobody say. McAfee, a legend, bro. My dude was like some Navy SEAL soldier type thing, and then he made an antivirus, and now he's in crypto, bro.
He's going places.
Like that's crazy, bro. Like. Man, McAfee, you a legend, bro. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, you might shill some trash coins from time to time, but you are still a legend.
Legend.
He's a legend. And I wish Christian was here because we'd have that button phone app thing.
I have it, bro.
You do?
I have it.
All right, turn that up. Turn that up.
Christian usually uses it, but he's not here.
Yeah, he's not here. So, man, we just replaced Christian. It is what it is. But also another interesting thing I wanted to talk about was Tether, bro.
Tether, yes. Do you think that's why Bitcoin shot back up? Because it was around the same time Tether put like $250 million. And
to be honest, I have – wow, that failed me. I'm not too sure if that's what Bitcoin shot, but I do know it's a good and bad thing. Good thing reason being is, that Tether is going to flow into either Bitcoin or altcoins.
Yeah.
And bad thing is like, they claimed that they have $250 million backing that up. But I 100% highly doubt that. I feel like Tether is literally – printing money because on their website it says that they've done audits,
but they've done audit, yeah, but
yeah,
through a
but
law
that
firm,
but yeah, through a law firm,
an actual accounting,
yeah, firm. So you know what I'm saying,
so it's kind of sketchy.
Law firms can be broken cheese, you know what I mean? The right price, you can change someone's mind, but more money coming in the market is good for us,
yeah,
but at the same time, Tether, very fishy.
I'm
not
going to
lie. I get scared when I have money in Tether because you just never know, bro.
Yeah, you never know when they're going to take it and cut.
You never know. It's
even though it is a one-to-one ratio, like how do they have so much money?
Yeah, then where do they get all that money from?
Like where do they come from? That's the thing.
$250 million just
out of nowhere,
You know what I mean? So it's
– But they are partnered up with like a bunch of exchanges, no?
They are, so, but like with Bitfinex,
yeah.
But even these exchanges, bro, these exchanges are not to be trusted. Mm-hmm. Like, remember when Bitcoin, BCN?
Yeah, yeah.
Just 100x on Binance?
Yeah, and then just
died. And it just died.
Yeah, died.
Like, bro, that makes no sense. Like, you know,
whales at that point, bro, it's just straight whales.
Not even the exchanges themselves. I know they have something in it. Like, you know, freaking, there was one guy in our Discord group. He had he bought in.
Mm-hmm.
He did a 7x.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I saw that.
And then he got greedy. He bought back in and he lost it all.
Yeah, he lost it all. Oh, no.
Don't
be greedy.
Don't be greedy. Yeah. If you have gains, just, you know, accept your win. Take it and just go. But
don't FOMO. FOMO is a mofo. All
right? That billboard. That was crazy. Shout out to Coinsquare for, you know, having terrible TV advertisements, but at least your billboard is funny. But let's get to the juicy stuff. Let's talk about, Dilip, I'm interested to hear about your experience in entrepreneurship because it low-key kind of starts with me. So I just want to hear, like, you know, I want to see the words you use, but like, yeah, how
for entrepreneurship?
How did you start? Like, wait, actually, first of all, let's run it back. How did you and I meet, and how did you get into entrepreneurship?
So we met in first year university doing computer science. Doing like with quotes doing computer science. We didn't do shit in computer science. All we did was just like play video games and do nothing at all, actually. And then eat food. Honestly, we went downtown to like eat food and just go back home. But like, but after that, like a year of that, Mike went his own way. I went my own way. We did our thing. And then I see Mike doing some business and I was interested. So I go to him. I see what's up. And I see he's an entrepreneur. You know, he's making money. He's doing his own thing. I talk to him about it. I join, you know.
So keyword, he joined. So I was in a network marketing company and I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, if you've never had experience or heard of a network marketing company, right off the bat, it's a lot of excitement. But yeah, continue. All right. So I was in a network marketing company. You thought I was making gangster money.
Yeah.
Really, I wasn't.
Yeah.
But I didn't even flex like I was. It's just like we wore suits.
He wore suits. I like the energy. So I'm like, yo, I'm lost in life at that point. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I just joined. We had fun. I think I was there for like around a year.
Yeah, we had some fun times.
We had fun times going to America and like all those
conferences
and stuff. That was fun. Like there, I mean, the business plan was good. It's just it's a lot of I don't know.
I can disagree.
It's okay. Like it's a lot of bullshit.
So to kind of rumble back, where okay, so you know that happened.
Yeah.
And then you know obviously, I left.
Yeah.
And then the day I told you I left, you left.
Bro, I was in it. I told you this a bunch of times. I was only still in it because I told Mike I'll be in it and like just to see where it goes.
So,
like, I believed in Mike, and then I was like, yo, let's see where this goes. Let's.
So you know one of those friends that doesn't matter what they do, you go take them. Which Dilip's my dog. Like he's one of my running dogs, right? So like that's like I felt bad in a sense when I quit because I felt like, you know, I let Dilip down
happy
too.
At that point.
Yeah, but Dilip was happy because I felt like I let it down. I thought he was gonna be sad.
Oh, man.
But then when he was so happy, yeah, when he was so happy, I was so amazed. I'm like, wow. Okay, so now you quit. I quit.
Yeah.
What did you do? Like, what did you get into? What was the process after that?
That's when crypto came in.
Was I still a dick? Like, you know?
No. So, like, when you were thinking of quitting because crypto, right?
Yeah.
Crypto took over. You saw more money in there. It was better.
Return on investment
was
higher.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then I was doing Forex, like, a year ago before that. And I was doing my thing on there. And then I see Mike doing crypto. And Forex and crypto is kind of the same, like, just exchanging currencies, trading currencies. And that's when I hit up Mike again. I was like, yo, Mike, like, what's happening? I haven't seen you in the business. You're not coming out anymore. I'm like, oh, well, I never came out.
You barely came out, but you were still,
but like, I was still in the group chats and all that stuff.
I don't mean to pedal back, but even before you joined my network marketing company, you were in an MLM.
Forex.
In a Forex. So you had experience.
So I had experience. Yeah. I had
trading.
Previous experience in there.
It's called iMarketLive, right?
iMarketLive.
Is it trash?
Honestly, the stuff they gave out, like, information-wise, it was really good. That's how I learned how to trade and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, the monthly subscription is bullshit. So
no,
after a month, I was like, no.
So, like, I know a guy who's actually in IML. He's, like, at the top. And he's, like, caking. Because, like, you know, like, there's a lot of people on there. I mean, you know how these MLMs work. But the one thing I don't get about Forex MLMs is if, you know, you're so good at Forex – You're making like, you know, a shit ton of money. Why is there a need to recruit, you know what I mean?
And this is why I didn't do it, because I was like, yo, I can learn everything online for free, so why bother?
Or you can even take a course or pay a course that has no, like, you know, you don't have to recruit people.
Their main product they were selling was
this bot.
It was called Harmonic Patterns. It pretty much gave you signals to like get into a trade.
It worked
half the time, not really. That's when I was like, yo, this is straight, like, it's not worth the money.
Yeah.
So I got out of it. And then I think a year or like 6 months after is when I saw you doing crypto.
Yeah.
Like, we were still in the business and you're doing crypto.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, this is interesting. And like, Charles was there, he was explaining crypto, like in America.
Yeah.
When Charles was like, had those sleepless nights.
Yeah.
And he was asleep during the conference.
Because the thing is, like, so this is how the hierarchy worked. Like, I found crypto first.
Yeah.
And then Charles did. And when I found it, like, you know, I was super excited. I had my honeymoon stage and I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Charles found it during the time we all went to that trip.
Yeah.
That's why he, like, you know, during the conferences and stuff, he was sleeping the most of the time.
Yeah.
And he was in his room the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. I remember him, like, on his laptop, like, passing out beside his laptop. But he was just reading crypto and stuff like
that.
That's
all he did. He was just looking at charts.
Yeah, he put in work.
Okay, so what happened after that? All right, so, you started getting to crypto, and then
And then after that, like, you said you're gonna quit, and I'm like, okay, finally,
finally,
it's about time I quit. And then I started making money in crypto,
and then, you know,
now we're here.
See, amen, brother. Amen. Amen. So anybody who thought I was a scumbag and thought I ruined his life, no, I did it.
No, you didn't.
I might have for like
the
a
thing
couple
is
months.
Like about MLMs, like those companies. I've learned a lot though. Like,
no, the thing is, like,
mindset
with,
and
yeah,
stuff.
With the network marketing company we were in. I definitely learned a lot, definitely a lot of, you know, experiences, whether it be just, you know, talking to people, how to present yourself, certain business skills. Like, I wouldn't have got into entrepreneurship if it wasn't for, like, I wouldn't have watched a Gary Vee video if it weren't for it. But at the same time, I do truly think it was an expensive lesson learned.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It was an expense. It cost me a lot of money. Mans were in debt. You know, like, it was, you know, it was hard trying to, you know, get, you know, to maintain affording the products we had to buy. It's just, it was definitely an expensive lesson learned. And that's why, you know, to be honest, when, and like, in terms of entrepreneurship, when I quit, that was probably one of the best financial decisions I made.
Mm-hmm.
Because the dumbest thing one person can do is start a business while they have no money.
Yeah, 100%. That's the one thing I hated, like, they kind of forced it upon you.
Like I don't want to say like they pushed you, but it was glorified when someone who was in tons of debt, you know, spent money into the business, whether it be buy more products or, you know, like tickets, whatever. And to me, that's not the right way of doing things, because I don't care what kind of stress you're in. You know, obviously there's mental health and stuff like that, but in terms of like regular stress, there is nothing worse than financial stress.
Yeah, yeah.
Financial stress will ruin your mood. You'll be, you know, excuse my language, you'll be a bitch.
Yeah.
You'll be annoying to be around. You know, like, I remember, man, when I was like in overdraft and like mans were going through it, I was so like, you know, I was not having it because like I have that in the back of my mind. And, you know, it was like, I remember I was not so pleasant with my family. I was not so pleasant with my girlfriend, because it's not like financial stress is the worst stress. Why do you think
in the back of your head?
Exactly. Why do you think most marriages end in a divorce?
Yeah.
Because it's usually financial issues and like arguments. Right. So, you know, even though I learned a lot, and, you know, I do believe, you know, you have to trust your process and everyone's process is different, I would have not done it again. It was definitely an expensive lesson learned. Like, I think about it, you know, time I start network marketing, if I had bought Bitcoin, oh man, I would not be doing this podcast.
Oh yeah.
I'd probably own an island. And,
well, not anymore. It was 6K. I mean, if you took out profits, yeah.
No, but like, if you bought, wait, when did I start? I started 2015.
MA?
I started
shit. It's been
2015.
3 years.
I started 2015. Actually, like, while we talk, I want to pull up the price. Okay, let's say I bought Bitcoin 2015, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, like, you know, every paycheck I made, I put it to my dog. You, trust me, I would have been, oh my God, you messed up, bro. All right, so 2015, all right? January 2015, Bitcoin was $300.
Wow. Bro, that was like auto ship money.
That's what I'm, bro, that's, and if I had sold at peak around like 19K, peak, think about that.
So like people, what people don't like, the for our listeners, auto ship money was like our part monthly, of the business. So you have to pay like a monthly subscription. It was around $3.
Yeah. And it just, as you know, as a person who, you know, we didn't finish school.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped out, all of us. Well, you continued on, my man. But most of us dropped out, you know, me, Christian, Andro, Charles. And, you know, it was definitely, you know, we didn't have that much experience to get a decent paying job. Like everyone was doing minimum wage. The reason why Andro got good paying jobs because he lied on his resume. And I respect him for that because I started doing that too.
He worked multiple jobs too.
He worked multiple jobs too. But, yeah, and it's just, it was tough having that monthly retainer, being in debt, you know, paying for all these things, transportation.
Yeah, that took a huge chunk. Like, I was paying, like, bills too.
That's what I'm saying.
So, like, I was always broke. Like, always broke.
And when it comes to business, you know, when you're start, you can't have that much expense right off the bat.
Yeah.
If you're making no money, like, this is how you got to think of it. If you're making no money and your expenses are high month to month and they're consistent, you're going to go broke.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work out, right? And I think one thing people don't realize, you know, reason a lot of people get into MLMs or network marketing is because, you know, it looks like an easier structure.
Yeah.
Like when you put it on paper, when you think about it, it looks pretty easy. All of the, you know, operations is done for you. Yeah. All of the stuff is done for you. You just got to order products, sell it. It seems easy, but it's really not. Like
hustle.
Yeah. Like I went, you know me, I went hard.
Yeah.
In nieces in the background. I went hard. Don't speak.
I'm playing.
But point being, I went hard in, you know, my current business right now and, you know, in network marketing. And I can already tell you that the ROI is much higher in what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, when you're in an MLM, the expenses are a lot.
For sure.
It doesn't seem like much, but there are a lot. And the reason why there are a lot is because not a lot of people make money right off the bat. Now, one might argue me that people who, you know, who not, are not making money are not the right people. Someone can make that argument, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, who brought those people in? You know, starts to make sense. Like when I think about it, some of the people I brought in into the company, like, you know, realistically speaking, what skills did they have? Like, you know, they were broke.
Yeah.
Like, I even convinced one of them to sell a PS4 to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, and it's not that, and I'm not here to say, oh, people in MLMs are bad. No, they're not bad. But like, when you're hungry and, you know, you're super motivated and, you know, you think this is the only way out.
Yeah,
because we truly believe that MA was the only business that could work.
Yeah.
Correct.
Like they brainwashed in a sense.
Yeah, like, and you know, I'm gonna call a fish a fish, a spade a spade, but you know, a lot of the meetings were kind of blindsiding in a sense where like, you know, it just wasn't reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember, you know, we were told that, you know, it's hard to start a business out there. It is so easy
it's
to start
so easy,
a business.
Man.
It is so
especially
easy.
With online marketing.
Oh
like
my, with the internet,
yeah.
bro. Like, it is so easy to start. But, like, that's not what we believed.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sense, when we showed people our business, I remember we thought we were doing them a favor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, I understand because I was in it. And sometimes when you're excited, motivated, and hungry, you get blindsided.
Mm-hmm.
Because if someone, like, you know, I could come up to you and be like, listen, I can pinpoint every single pain you have. I know you want your parents to retire. I know your mom and dad work too hard.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't have a lot of money. But if you do this thing with me, I promise you, you will succeed. We just got to work hard.
It's manipulation.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it sucks. And I heard people, it hurts me seeing people get into it. Because first of all, the worst thing you can do to someone, and I felt this to the craziest degree, is selling someone false hope.
Mm-hmm.
Selling someone false hope, you should, man. Like, I've bought courses Shout out to Ryan Hildreth. Your course is trash, bro. I've bought courses where, you know, they're like, oh my God, like, you know, I made 20 grand with this course. Like, this changed my life and I want to change your life too. Everything is detailed. Yeah. And I remember that Ryan Hildreth, the same guy I'm talking about, he's a scammer. I remember this was during the time where I wanted to quit network marketing, but
yeah.
I didn't know what to get into. So I was researching. And one of the business models I've seen was social media marketing. I'm like, bet it's not that hard. I just need a laptop and I just need to learn the skills.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not that hard. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take a course. And I remember the course was $497 USD.
Yes.
That's a lot of money. When you have auto ship,
and all the other
tickets
stuff, yeah.
to buy, products, and all that
stuff.
We
were selling social media marketing, like website design.
Like we tried, bro.
I sold one, but yo, that was the hardest thing of my life. That lady pissed me off,
yeah,
bro.
So the network marketing company, they had an internet division where you could sell like digital marketing
yeah.
products. I'll be honest, being immersed in the digital marketing space now, they weren't that good.
They were terrible.
A lot of the websites, they did cost a lot of money. Like I know a lot of people who can make fantastic
their platform they use just to like make websites. Like I had to make a website
yeah.
for this lady because she had no idea how.
Yeah.
Even though I sold her like the package where – like I told her, it's a package where you have to create the website yourself.
Yeah.
But I felt bad for her. I'm like, okay, whatever. She's gonna pay. I'm gonna help her. That platform was terrible. It was so hard to use. Like coming from a computer science kid,
like a Windows XP.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Like there's so many other platforms out there that are like simple as fuck. Like Wix.
Yeah.
Wix is so easy.
Even Web 3.0, Webflow. Like
yeah.
if you want to like take it.
I think
next
WordPress
level.
Was even easier too. Like.
And WordPress is considered hard. That's
yeah.
the funny part. But yeah, it's just like, man, like there's some people who've laughed at me for trying to sell them a website for $1,500 that had literally like no functionality. But back to what I was saying, like, wait, what was I saying exactly?
Like social media marketing.
Yeah, social media marketing. So
yeah.
the course is $497 USD.
Yeah.
So I have auto ship, I have bills, I have, you know, to buy products. That's already $800, like $600.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, I'm trying to buy this, like, $500 USD course. And the reason why I say we say USD is we're Canadian and that conversion hurts.
Yeah.
Paying in USD hurts. Getting paid in USD is beautiful.
Exactly.
But I bought that course and I remember when I bought that course and I got the link, I'm like, wow, my life is going to change. And then I opened the course. I finished it in an hour.
And it was nothing.
It
no
was
value?
It was garbage. It's shit I could have found on YouTube. I'm like, I remember I was so sad. I was so sad. And that's when I remember I'm like, oh my God, from now on, I don't care if the whole world hates me. I will call out anybody who's selling garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like that guy, Ryan Hildreth, he has me blocked on Instagram. Because I've called that out multiple times.
Yeah.
I even have a YouTube video on how trash
I think
is.
I saw that one.
Yeah, that video, 22K views
yeah.
still.
Damn, really?
Yeah, that shit blew up. That was like
nice.
My highest viewed video. Sad
nice.
That, you know, it was because of him. But, and so to circle back to my point, he had sold me so much false hope. That it crushed me. It crushed me where to a point it took me a little while to get back up.
Mm-hmm.
Like it took me, I remember like it took me a good 2 weeks to recover from the fact that that course was trash.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had spent
what was that, 600 Canadian?
620 Canadian.
That was during auto ship and all this?
Yeah, during auto ship. Like, bro, I work a minimum, I worked like 15 an hour.
Yeah.
Like imagine, like that was like two, that was like what, 15 an hour? That's like a week of my pay, week and
mm-hmm.
a half of my pay. All gone. You know what I mean? So I felt like shit. And that's why, like, it you know, I used to live by, you know, if it doesn't concern me, it's none of my business. But if I know something's wrong and, like, if something is selling you false hope, like, you know, as long as I'm pleasing God and God is cool with it,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind calling out nobody. That's why, like, I called him out multiple times. Man blocked me on Facebook. All that stuff. But that's how I feel with network marketing, where I feel like people who get in, like, I'm not saying don't get into
yeah.
network marketing. At the end of the day, your choice.
It's your choice, yeah.
But I want you to understand it's not all roses and dandelions.
It's not what they say it is.
It's not what they say it is.
If it's too good to be true,
then
it's...
Yeah, because the simple fact is majority don't succeed.
Yeah.
And majority don't succeed. I don't care. You can show me any company. Majority don't
mm-hmm.
succeed. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Especially if you have responsibilities and a family or you don't even have a proper job.
I feel like that business is more like a side thing for established people. Like there's a lot of older heads there. Like Christian would always say this.
It's
for,
I noticed
like, older heads
yeah.
that have like an actual job and they use this on the side to just make extra money.
Because
like $300 to them is nothing, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like I noticed a lot of older people, especially parents, like in like older parents, like grandparents, they really tend to do well because A, they have the network.
Yeah. Exactly.
B, depending if the products are good or not, again, you know, that's subjective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can sell that because it's easier for, like I always say this, it's easier for, a, you know, as a person, like as like let's say I'm someone purchasing, and if a 20-year-old or a 45-year-old person come to me to sell me vitamins, you know, I'm without a doubt going to pick the 45-year-old. Not saying the 21-year-old doesn't know, but just based off age, it's kind of hard, right? So
experience,
yeah. I notice a lot of older people succeed a lot in MLMs, but when it comes to young people, I just, man, it's
yeah.
it's tough. It's and you know, I'm, you know, anybody can say anything. I really grinded out on it. I really gave it time. And the same amount of work I put in another business venture, I put into my side hustle, and it made me ship a ton of money
mm-hmm.
without costing me even that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, exactly.
Like even right now, my business overhead is really not that much. It's not more than the auto ship. I'll
yeah.
tell you that. Right now, think about it. I was doing the math. I don't want to share numbers, but my overhead right now for my business, forget bills and stuff like that, just my overhead to run my business was cheaper than my auto ship and products together
yeah.
and like the tickets.
Jeez. Okay, tickets was a lot of... Tickets or something.
Did you buy your three tickets? No? Okay. Just asking. Are you going to stick? Okay, fine.
But no, honestly, though, like experience-wise, like what I've learned a lot. Like I'm a computer science. Like, for me, I just sit in front of a computer and just do scripts and coding and all that shit. It gets boring. I wouldn't see myself getting out there if I didn't join that business, as in like
100%,
like learning the mindset and stuff. But again, like what you said, it is an expensive, and like there's a lot of other ways to learn
all that stuff. Yeah,
for free, like,
for free. Going to seminars,
yeah.
like even going to like even like there's so many courses that you
yeah.
can pay. Like the again to repeat what you said, the network marketing experience we had is an experience that taught us a lot.
Yeah.
I learned a lot, especially when it comes to sales and
exactly.
like talking to people and all that stuff. I definitely wasn't a conversationalist like this.
Yeah.
I was very shy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people find that hard to believe, but I really was. And, you know, it changed me and it shaped me to be the person I am today. But at the same time, understanding the amount of money and time that was spent to it, it was a very,
mm-hmm.
very expensive cost. A
yeah.
lot of those things could
yeah,
be
that was
learned
like universally. It's like university fees, man.
I'll be honest. Mads dropped out of school because of, you know, and I thought network marketing was going to take off.
What is it, like 300 a month times 12? I'm not good at math.
That's like 3,600?
Yeah.
3,600. That's as much as like my courses right now.
Like, you know what
no,
I mean?
Like,
no, and there's like so many, like not even free resources. Let's forget free resources. There's a lot of paid programs, like, you know, groups you can join, like masterminds you can join, where they like, they really, you know, they really structure your entrepreneurial mind, your mindset.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, for me, like, you know, it just, the one thing MLMs, that a lot of people misconstrue and you don't learn is, you know, you learn these skills, but you actually don't learn like real business skills,
mm-hmm.
like operations.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like how to, like, you know, how to structure a business, how to structure a deal.
Because everything was already done for you. Not
exactly.
MLM.
And in a sense, it's like it kind of eliminates all of the entrepreneur stuff you have to do. An entrepreneur,
yeah, yeah.
remember, creates from scratch.
Exactly, from zero.
I mean, you can use like other stuff,
yeah.
like, you know, you can, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel all the time,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, the journey of an entrepreneur is to learn how to, like, you know, like freaking, like, you know, manage your taxes, not even manage your taxes, you know, how to, you know, collect your receipts, how to, you know, just operations, even when I was like selling sneakers,
yeah.
just like how to ship stuff and stuff like that. The fact that that all is taken care of for you.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not saying you should do all that work as an entrepreneur. No, your job is to make sure that you build systems or hire people that do that. But in the MLMs, when you're just given that, when you're just
mm-hmm.
in that, it kind of eliminates all the stuff you would learn as an entrepreneur. And honestly, it doesn't become no different from like a sales job.
It doesn't, no.
You know what I mean?
Because they give you everything.
You like, know what I mean? Like, everything's given to you. And, you know, that might seem like a good thing, but, like, again,
makes sense. Like, think of like a retail store. Let's say the source. You work for the source.
Yeah, they have all the products.
They have everything. They hire a guy that knows basic understanding, but then customers would trust them because
it was
sourced.
Yeah,
you know, like it's the same thing, same concept.
And it's just, and it, like, I remember I was watching a video from Gary Vee, and this lady who's in an MLM, she was like, I'm in an MLM. I'm pretty successful. She's like, I'm actually one of the top earners, like, in the world or some shit like that, are in her company, right? So she makes a lot of gangster money.
Yeah.
But she's like, I want to start a personal brand. Like, I want to start a real business. And then he told her that, you know, love, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you're going to have to leave that. And I don't mean, like, again, and this is not me saying, oh, like, leave, whatever. Like, again, the choice is up to you. I left for a reason, and I explained my reasons. But he was telling her, first of all, there's, I hate the stigma that comes with network marketing.
Yeah.
I definitely lost a lot of friends.
Yeah, same.
Thank you for sticking around.
Yeah, I lost a lot of friends.
You're the only one who stuck around.
No, but, like.
But I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I really don't blame them. Mm-hmm. I really don't blame them. But at the same time, I don't blame us either.
Yeah.
We were very, it's like, you know, when you're mad in love with a shorty, like, she just has your heart like crazy. But the homies know she's a hoe.
Yeah.
Like, and they try to tell you, but you're not trying to hear that because you're in love.
Yeah.
But you're not going to say nothing. You're not going to do nothing until you're hurt or until you find out.
Mm-hmm.
That is the perfect example of our experience with network marketing.
For real.
And it's just like, again, but back to the Gary Vee point, he was like, you know, and Dan Lok has said this as well, both entrepreneurs I look up at, you can't really, you know, classify yourself as a real entrepreneur, have real entrepreneurial skills until you've started and ran your own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, at MLM, like, let's be honest, you stop paying that monthly,
then you're out.
You're out. Yeah. Like, I can stop paying.
You're not your own boss anymore.
Yeah, you know, like, I could stop paying my overhead. I'm just going to go broke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, like, my business is just not going to function. It's still my business, right? It's still my it's still Shimola's capital. It's still mine.
Yeah.
Right? But with MLMs, it's not like that. That's why, like, Gary Vee and Dan Lok, and I both agree with them, is, you know, if you're in an MLM, you're not really an entrepreneur. Because entrepreneurs, they build, you know.
From scratch.
They build from scratch. They build infrastructures. They build systems. And, again, nothing wrong with being in an MLM.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the problem with MLMs is they're not completely honest. Not completely honest. Like, yes, there's a lot of good things about MLMs, but let's also talk about a lot of the bad things in MLMs. Like, I definitely think when, you know, when someone's recruiting someone to join, they should tell them the chances of succeeding in that industry.
Bro, I hated the recruiting part.
It was terrible.
It was something.
Every time I sat down with someone, and you know, if I ever tried to recruit you, I'm sorry. Not you. I'm talking to the people listening. My dude, you good. It worked out for you at the end. But like, you're about to make $1 million with me. But like, you know, anybody else was listening that I tried to recruit, I'm sorry. I was hungry. Like, I really
can't knock the hustle.
Like, I just really wanted to feed my family. Like, and I understand, like, you know, if you don't like me no more, I completely get it. I wouldn't like me either. But you got to understand, you know, I got a beautiful single mother and, you know, a beautiful young brother that I had to take care of. And, yeah, so I apologize.
That was an expensive
expensive. Because
the Forex one, like, they gave – what I was paying for was their course, how they taught, and the bot. By the way, I'm making a bot, so, like
– Don't tell the ops. The ops listen, bro. Ops is listening all the time. The feds is listening all the time. I don't even tell them. Bro, I don't tell anybody, like, on the internet sphere or, like, anybody we don't know personally what I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen from time and time again, I say something, and miraculously, someone just out of nowhere copies me and does the
same
thing.
That's true. You have a good point. I'm not making a bot.
Yeah, so the ops is listening, and they're watching, bro. And
people will find out when they find out.
Bop, bop, bop.
Stay low-key.
Yeah, no, for real. And just surprise. But, you know, I think that's my stance with MLMs, where, like, you know,
I agree.
Definitely.
Same here.
Especially for young people our age. Even, like, anyone 35
Honestly,
and
for
under,
young people,
I don't advise it.
Social media is the way.
Not even so, like, just the internet. Like, there's
internet,
so many things that you could do with the internet. Like, you could build
for
a fitness brand,
mm-hmm.
like, any sort of brand. You could, man, my dog, like, I was talking to Christian the other day, and he's like, we were discussing the fact that let's think of a hypothetical where, like, crypto went to zero.
Yeah.
Like, it all went to shit and it died.
Yeah.
It's like, what would you do? Would you get a job? Like,
no.
And he was like, yeah, see, like, I could literally fold my laptop and start selling websites, make them on Wix, sell for $200 a pop.
Yeah.
I can easily make $5,000 a month and survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of opportunity we have on, with the internet.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people are not utilizing it, or a lot of people are scared.
Yeah.
But
it's the mindset.
It's the mindset. You know, personal experience telling you it is so much easier to start a business on the internet and like be your own boss than really join an MLM company.
Yeah.
And this is, again, from experience. I'm not bashing it because, oh, looking from the outside, never be, oh, pyramid scheme. No, I've been in it 2 years, you know, had my ups, had my downs.
You put in your time, man.
Man, amount of money I put in,
I was in there
bro.
For a year. You put in 2 years.
The amount of money I put in, bro.
Jeez. It's okay. It paid off.
And at the end of the day, you know, like, you have to trust your process. But I definitely, honestly, truly, if I knew someone who was considering to join an MLM or a network marketing company,
like, nah.
I'd be like, no.
I'd advise them, no.
It's not worth it. It's an expensive lesson. It's, you know, a lesson. And again, like, if you're listening to this and, you know, we've offended you, we apologize. That in no way, shape, or form are we trying to offend you. That is not our point. That's not the point of this podcast. But we're just speaking from our experience
yeah.
you know, our like our true facts that, you know, this is what we experienced. This is what the data says. And, you know, like I said, you know, there are some great things about MLMs, but it's time that people in MLMs talk about all the negative stuff too, like the fact that not a lot of people succeed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who are just in the company that pay their monthly, but don't even do nothing.
Yeah. That was me for like half of it.
Yes, but people are making money off that.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just,
you know, unfair, man. That's unfair.
That's not right. That's not right. But again, you know, God got us. We made it out.
For real.
Making it sound like it's jail. We made it out. Free Dilla, free Michael. But not for real. Like, man, it's so easy to start a business nowadays. You don't even have to be that creative. Again, at the end of the day, you know, follow your passion. You know, build your long-term dream and goal. But when it comes to getting money, I'm talking like grinding. Like, you need a quick $5,000 a month. There's so many things you could do out there. You have a laptop and internet connection. You're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
No complaints.
That's it.
No complaints. But
with little overhead too. Like
bro. Like, you know, most young people don't pay their rent.
Yeah.
Most young people don't pay for their Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Take advantage of that.
High five. Because once you start
free money, don't spend it on like going out and shit. Like, have fun, yeah, but be smart with your money.
Yeah, like, you know, like, you don't have to party every Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I've, you know, there's some people I know every Saturday, bro. Every Friday,
used
like
to do that.
Bro,
my
like
bank account went to shit.
Like, I had a little phase, and like, I understand, you know, you can have a little phase, but my God, like, all the time?
Mm-hmm. No, don't stick to it.
First of all, it's a waste of money. Second of all, you just covering up temporary pains or boredom. You know what I mean? Or you just there to show off, trying to hide something in it. Like, I just don't get it. Like, don't get me wrong. Have your fun.
Yeah.
But again, having fun doesn't necessarily equate to getting shit-faced every other week.
Yo, getting shit-faced is, like, I tell everyone this.
It's
a two-day recovery, too.
It's a two-day recovery.
You have fun
expensive.
On Friday night, you're dead Saturday. All day.
And you're asking for
forgiveness
on Sunday. Like,
yeah, and then, so you go, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just like, man.
Like, you can, like, God can forgive your sins, but your bank account broke.
Right, yeah. The bank's not going to forgive you for that.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to my girl the other day, and she called me. Like, we were talking, and she's like, you're a grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what do you mean? I actually got heated. I'm like, what you mean I'm a grandpa? And she's like, you always stay home. You barely, like, go out or, like, you know, you barely stay late. I'm like, first of all, like, I wrote like 50 paragraphs. Like, first of all, reason I'm stuck at home is because I'm trying to build this business, trying to make some millions.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, true. She's like, I was just joking again. I'm like, okay. But second of all, let's talk about this grandpa thing. First of all, like, and you guys know this, I don't drink.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
nothing, like, you know, if you want to do it. Just personally, me, you know, very faithful, I don't drink.
Yeah.
I don't like being around drunkies.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm around drunkies, it's mad. So I don't like going out. Like,
yeah.
she had a friend's birthday, and I went out the night before, which was actually your birthday.
Yay.
Your birthday. But then again, no one was drinking then.
Yeah. You
yeah,
to
yeah.
have fun.
Like, literally
oh, yeah.
everyone was so
yeah, we had fun.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I got tired after 12. I got tired. But, like, we went out that night, right?
Yeah.
And I was dead.
Yeah.
I was dead. And then my girl's best friend's birthday was the next time. Bro, I couldn't. There's no way. My body could not move.
Did you go though?
No, I couldn't, bro. I couldn't. I was so tired. But like, you know, crazy. Coincidentally, my mom got sick, so I had to take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, I remember hopping into the bed. I'm like, I can't feel my feet. And like, you know, when you don't want to go someplace, you bring out every single excuse. Like,
yeah.
It's a little late. My third toe is kind of weird. The Uber is just like, I was just making up excuses after excuses. But point being is you don't have to go out to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to get shift-based. You know, eat someplace nice.
Yeah.
Go to the amusement park. Hike. Explore. Hike. Chill with friends. Board games. But, you know, you didn't come last time.
Yeah,
I saw Monopoly. But we went to, you know, we almost ruined each other's friendship via Monopoly. You know what I mean? We almost killed Christian. He won. Sadly. But, like, there's so much you can do. I feel like a lot of people, they have the perception where it's, let me have fun in my 20s. And then, you know, I'll be serious. I'll be an adult when I'm old. When it should really be the reverse.
Yeah.
Because when you're young, you have the most energy. Most time. And you have the least responsibilities.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yes, there's those kids, you know, who have bills and stuff like that. And, you know, I respect you. I respect you a lot. Who have to, you know, help out their parents. But majority don't.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're wasting your time, you know, doing stuff that you could do in your 30s. Or, like, even, like, you know, mid-20s. Because, like, they're, man... You and I know this. All you need is 1 year to change your entire life.
For real, for real.
Financially, all it takes is 1 year and a plan to change your entire life. But, you know, it's not cool to do that nowadays.
No. Oh, you got to go out, you know?
You know what I mean? But the thing is, the one who hustles in his 20s, in his early 20s, and has made it, by the time they're...
His 30.
No, but the thing is, by the time they're mid-20s, 30s, they're partying like crazy. But the thing is,
you're still young,
money.
Though. You're still young when you're young, like 30, 25 years old. You're young as fuck, man.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not old until you're like 60, 70, 80.
You know what? Next episode, next podcast, I'm going to tell Christian we won't talk more about this. Because I feel like this is the longest we've ever talked.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
It was fun.
People
was
know.
Fun.
People
did,
know.
Did you enjoy
it, Lisa?
It was good.
Being in the background.
Yeah,
you
nice
know,
little speak.
Blocking our space. But, you know, definitely some interesting topics to talk about. Any last points or anything you want to add?
If you guys want us to talk more about entrepreneurship, let us know.
Yeah, let me know. DM me, DM Dilip, which, you know, whoever's link you clicked on or wherever you're listening from. Let us know if you, you know, like these kind of topics. I understand some people will get butthurt from this. Again, the whole point is not to hurt you or, like, you know, hurt your
feelings.
Spread
awareness.
It's just to share the knowledge because I once was like that. And now that I'm not, I understand, you know, what's right, what's wrong. But then again, you know, live your life. Who am I? I'm just some random guy who thinks he knows crypto. And so is Dilip. But that's pretty much it for this episode. Anything you want to say? Last things? I know I asked, but like one last time. Stay beautiful.
Stay beautiful, yeah.
Stay beautiful.
And Christian, I miss you.
Christian, I don't miss you. I hope everyone has a great day, night, wherever they're listening from. Keep grinding. Life can change in 1 year. Thank you so much for listening, and this is To the Moon.